And, you know, we don't have to go into a long discussion about that. Anybody who follows the world events sees that this economy has been in a heyday, in a very bullish period for 5 years, tremendous amount of growth and expansion in our economy. And the bottom fell out a couple months ago, and it's continuing to fall out. And there's a tremendous amount of apprehension about the economic future. So that's another reason to go back, why I felt that it might be a good time. So, yes.
I was wondering if you could address the issue of the voting line with this.
Okay.
The Christian anonymous seemed to indicate that that was true, that actually they don't want to come back.
Okay.
Is there a difference between them working for...
Well, that's where I kind of disagreed with that particular point in the presentation, that there was a low morale and therefore the desire to buy the business seemed to be a contradiction. I would say that the contradiction is in the understanding of the morale, because it is not that bad. I mean, actually, Gita Nagri and Rukma Viti, like many of us, would like to build a home here, and they see that World Galleries is... one, something they've put 4 years of their life into. They have a lot of expertise now, and they're in a good situation. If we could secure a long-term lease close to a temple, because they've, you know, that's obviously one of the problems in this particular business, is that it's done in isolation of a Krishna-conscious community. So now we've been able to arrange that they live in the Baltimore temple, and they're actually encouraged and hopeful that we could do something. So it's not that necessarily the morale is bad there. It's just that the situation is awkward. So there is an idea that... instead of selling the goose out of the family, keeping World Galleries within the family might have a... It might be possible. So I've concocted another scheme. May the record show that I'm the mental concoctor of the idea of keeping the business within the family. So I'm talking with Mr. Cho, I'm talking to lawyers, I'm talking to our accountant soon to try to put together a package that would allow it. My idea is that simply it's more profitable for the community, it's more profitable for the community members. Mother Nature.
If the economy is so bad, why would
people
buy? Well, they haven't. You're stuck with it when the economy drops. Nobody's going to buy paintings when they're going to have to buy food if they're depressing.
Well, you know, one point is that it's one thing to have a weak economy and own a business. It's another thing to have a weak economy and trying to support a whole farm. I think from that point of view, it makes the job even harder. World Galleries has always had a hard time supporting in good economic climate. So in times of economic uncertainty and downswing, the feasibility of World Galleries supporting the community becomes greatly reduced.
Okay,
now, a group of individuals have not gotten together, World Galleries people. I'm trying to organize a meeting for Christmas Day of people who want to participate. We don't even know, actually. I mean, everybody's interested, but we haven't sat down and really thought this thing out.
So the price that we would sell to Cho would be the same price that we would sell to Devotee?
You're asking for a yes or no answer?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. So
I'm working with it's called a brokerage company, a company that sells companies, and I'm trying to find out how they appraise values the worth of a company and to assess the sale. The ticket price.
Okay, so once we sell, let's just take it for instance. If we sell it to Cho, then we get a certain amount of money to arrange on a certain pay scale, right? $100,000 now, so much every month for 3 years, whatever, 2 years, whatever. But the devotees buying it, it would be the same kind of deal, so much down now, and then you pay money. Now, after that original sum is paid, no matter whether it's by Cho or by the devotees buying the business, that money technically does not belong to the farm. and the devotees have no reason to give the money to the farm except out of the goodness of their heart as a donation. Now, that to me is a very unstable situation with the farm. Either way, you sell the choice to the devotees. The money that they make belongs to the devotees. It doesn't belong to the farm anymore. Either way you look at it.
Or what she's saying is that if the business is sold, you lose control of the money. You lose control of the business.
Well, no, you sell the thing. You get the one-time money that you sold it for, but you can't expect to get money off it continually. I think that's a very insecure position myself.
Okay.
But I'm saying the selling has to happen no matter who we sell it to. Just because it's sold to 5 or 6 devotees, they also have to take care of the business and take care of their homes and their families and send their kids to college and whatever they want to do. So I personally don't think that selling it to the devotees means that the farm can make three big benefits after the sale of the original market.
It has to be understood that with the sale of the business, one should not make up an idea that these devotees, these owners of World Galleries, are now going to donate. That's not part of the sale.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, that's not.
That's what I want to be clear. Right,
that is not part of the sale. That Pushpavan's going to have deep pockets, and any time you hit him up for a $100 donation, it's just going to flow out of my pocket. No, the sale ticket should be the way you think. That's the end of it.
Right.
That's
the end.
Right.
But then I can understand why Pushpavan was going in this direction. But the obvious part is that the temple is decentralized.
Oh, I don't care about that. I just want it to be completely known by the devotees. That even just because devotees own it doesn't mean that it's still a temple function at all. It just belongs to you guys to be karmic for all we care in terms of the sale.
I mean,
that's
obvious.
A fact. In terms of the sale.
I think that's obvious.
I don't think it is obvious. I think people are thinking it doesn't belong to the devotees. That maybe that means. Yeah,
it
won't
belong to the devotees, so it's voluntary.
Okay, so.
Right. That's why I just want to say.
Oh, it's clear.
It's clear. Mother Nante.
You did indicate, though, that there was an advantage of keeping it in the family as opposed to selling it to an outsider. So one might examine what that advantage is. And that is that there are members of this community that at least are making a living in the community. Somehow or other, even if it's by buying land and settling here and being the presence here, or even if it's who knows what they might be able to do with their money. Somehow or other, devotees will, either through the sale of World Galleries or some other means, they can stay here and live and develop. That's a positive plus in the community's behavior or in the community's situation. So the sale on some of the box, no more money coming in World Galleries, but there is still a plus, a very good plus, in being able to have someone be able to be economically solvent and contribute in whatever way they're going to be able to.
I'd like to make a point. And then I'd like to, well, maybe we can just go on. Is there a time schedule on this Istogosi?
I
prefer
that we just keep it going if
you want. I'm posing the question. Is there a time scale?
Well, there's a time limit.
Time limit, okay. Limit. Do you have to go at some time?
Right. 8:30, this meeting will have to end. At least my registration will have to end.
One second, Mother Dutti. Originally, in my original conception, was with the sale of World Galleries that there would be money made available for investment amongst the devotees to create cottage industries, to set people up in some sort of business, or give them to spur internal economic development. And now it's seemingly that type of investment capital is being eaten up in legal defense and legal fees. Mother Dutti. I was apprehensive whether people would want to or not want to work for Mr. Cho. I mean, you know, he's different, you know. Not to say he's different. And, you know, sometimes it's seen in a derogatory, I don't want to work for a meat eater, put money in his pockets. I feel implicated in his meat eating. So I that was another angle that one could feel very wholesome.
more of a chance of getting a donation from the devotees than there is from Mr. Cho. They're successful, they will contribute to the deities and support,
I mean, everyone would agree with that. Yes, we have been donating all our devotional careers, practically speaking. Right, everything we've done has just been—it's voluntary, it's giving. So why, when now there's ownership, to think that it wouldn't continue? I mean, basically, we're steeped in—we're trained a particular way that Krishna is the owner, the proprietor, and hopefully that would continue.
Mentioned this point that it was originally conceived, or part of the conception of the sale of World Gallery was to provide a fund wherein some financing might be available for the pastors to sort of stimulate the economy. And now you indicate that because of the legal case, that may not be available. So I thought that this was such a significant point that perhaps it can be reiterated, because it's obvious, but maybe the obvious conclusion doesn't always appear to everyone. World Galleries is basically maintaining a project. If it's sold, it's not going to maintain the project. Something has, some income has to be there. And that if some money's not available or stimulating stimulating alternative income, then we face very, very difficult.
I think that would push the discussion back into Krishna Nam's side, and then that would be the continuation, moving past the point of selling World Galleries. What's happening in the community now?
Whose ultimate decision is it to sell World Galleries and whom to sell it to? Who has that decision? Is it the whose decision as a whole, or is it the board members of the gallery personalities, or who is it?
What do you say, Krishna? Answer up.
Well, I think it should be the community decision. By the way, in pushing the discussion forward, I'd like to remind you that we still can go back to some of the early points. There's still this question of settlement or no settlement. We're acting right now, we're discussing under the stipulation that, well, we will settle. Okay, so then, and then the idea was, well, sale of assets or mortgage. So we're again still acting under stipulation that we would sell assets. But those other things are still, they can still be considered. Now, if World Galleries is sold, the obvious fact is that there will be so much less money, so much of the money eaten up by legal fees. In fact, the sale is not going to, unless it could be done, we won't even have all the money at one time. We would only be able to, as the offer stands now, it's only $100,000 right now, which is... of course, we wouldn't have to pay all the legal fees right away, but we'd probably have to pay $75,000 right off the bat, and that would only leave $25,000.
How much are you asking for that?
$250,000.
That is a number that is completely... That's just... We're grabbing a number for the sake of having a discussion. Like I said, I'm trying to learn some of the rules of assessment, how it's actually to be assessed, what the value is. That is not anything fixed. That's not even an offer. It's a conceptual figure for pushing the, for going ahead. That's all. It's not an offer. Yeah, it's true that Mr. Cho said that he would. Well, he asked me what I thought it was worth, and I said somewhere in the area of $250,000.
You don't really know that because you know how much stock there is and all that, right? And that has nothing to do with it.
That figure is based on a tremendous amount of ignorance.
Right.
more than anything else.
If that figure is giving a more inventory than nothing, then
what are we gaining? Right.
We already owe him a lot of money anyway.
There's a lot of factors.
Yes, Mother Krishna?